Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Anna Pranger. This week, an ancient instrument serves as the muse for new music. Lutenist Ron McFarlane took the same path to the instrument as many other lutenists. He started off as a guitarist, but was drawn to the lute because of its range and ability to express more varied emotions. The lute is associated with mythical figures such as Apollo and Orpheus, and many composers wrote music for the lute, the most famous one probably being English lutenist John Dowland. But the lute is not an instrument frozen in the Renaissance. Many people still write music for the lute, McFarlane included. Indigo Road, released in 2007 on the Dorian label and nominated for a Grammy in 2009, is made up of music that he wrote for the lute and songs that were typically inspired by his travels while performing. The variety of emotions evoked by this music proves that the lute remains just as versatile today as it was 500 years ago. Ron McFarlane talked with Angela Mariani about this album and gives a little of the inspiration for one of the tracks, Overland.
Overland comes from a trip I took many years ago with the Baltimore Consort, the Renaissance group I play with. And we were traveling on a tour through Wyoming and Montana. And I don't know if this is still true today, but at least at that time, in these long straightaway stretches of road, there was no speed limit in the daytime. The speed limit signs by the side of the road literally said, daytime, prudent and reasonable, nighttime, 80. So the fastest driver in the group got behind the wheel, and we're tearing along the road. I'm in the back seat, mildly terrified, as the speedometer edges into the triple digits, and I'm looking out the window. We're driving, speeding through a valley, and the Rockies, just majestic as can be, are surrounding us. And as I look out, fast as we were going, the Rockies seemed to be going by at a glacial pace. It seemed so slow. They were so huge that we barely seemed to be moving beside them at all. And literally, as I was looking out, the tune for Overland began to form in my head. And sure enough, just as the scenes before my eyes, Overland's main tune, especially in the middle, has a slow, expansive melody, but all the way through has a kind of rapid, motor-like quality that drives the piece through. So this expansive melody over a driving accompaniment has always been linked in my own mind with the experiences that day.
Listening to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can find an extended interview with Ron McFarlane at our website, as well as more information about his recording, Indigo Road. You can also listen to recent shows and browse our online shop. Check us out at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Anna Pranger.